You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
Well, let's begin and allow yourself to get as comfortable as you possibly can. You can allow your eyes to shut. You can let them open and blink through the whole thing. Whatever makes you feel most comfortable. Perhaps while you find yourself listening and getting as comfortable as you can find yourself doing little random things. Like maybe you find yourself curling your toes and letting them go. With every squeeze of your toes, with every release of your toes, you go down more deeply into trance. Maybe you like the idea that you can find yourself making a gentle fist with your hand and just tapping on your chest throughout it. Not too hard, not too fast, just enough to let you feel it. You could mimic your heart rate or your breathing, whatever works for you. To allow you to feel that sensation of that thud. Sometimes when I do trances with people, I ask to hold their hand because I like the way the unconscious mind can effortlessly and easily squeeze my hand as an idea motor response. And I often take two of my fingers and tap on the back of the hand that's holding mine. You could do that same thing. You could take two of your fingers and tap on the back of one of your hands. And you could put that other hand, the one that's being tapped, onto your leg or onto another body part. And you could just notice that it might respond with a little gentle twitch or squeeze that the body part it's on could feel, could acknowledge, could notice. But however you like to find yourself dropping deeply into trance, going into deep sleep, you can let that happen here right now really easily. Every single time you find yourself going into trance, allow your unconscious mind to recognize and realize how you do it so that you can go there more quickly and more easily every single time. So that trance becomes for you something natural and effortless that if it's useful for you, you can go into it and come out of it at will. Drop down deeper right now and feel how fascinating it is to let yourself not really have to think about a thing and just notice that it's happened. Now, maybe you think, oh, I'm going outside, so I need to get dressed and put some socks and shoes on, for example. But you don't really have to think too hard about the act of putting on your socks or what it takes to put those shoes on. Your brain figures it out and can do it automatically, and you can begin to drop down more deeply and to go into trance automatically as well. It becomes second nature for you, super easy, super simple. You know how to do it, you just do it. You don't really have to think about it, you just do it. And the way you find yourself just doing stuff like that can make almost anything that you need to do on a regular basis that much easier. Anything that your unconscious mind needs to learn, you can allow yourself to scrape together other aspects of things that you have already learned in the past so that your brain can put together how to do a new thing as simply and as easily as possible. And while you find yourself in that state of dropping down more deeply, whether you're curling your toes or tapping your chest, or using your two fingers on the back of the other hand, your unconscious mind can allow you to begin to give signals. So for example, if we were doing a trance together in person, I might ask you to curl your toes as an indication of yes, and maybe one foot is yes and the other is no, but usually just yes is enough. I'd like to get your unconscious mind into the habit of responding in a positive manner, because I know that that is beneficial for the work that I like to do with people. And if your unconscious mind doesn't respond, well, that's a no. we find a new way to phrase a thing, we find a new way to do a thing, until your unconscious mind goes, yes, I absolutely want to do this thing. Yes, I absolutely will make it happen. Yes, we will do it just like this. Yes, we will do it over and over and over until it's just like tying a shoe. We know how to make it happen. We know how to do it. It's simple. It's easy. Now, whether or not you remember how to do any of the things that I suggest at the end of this, or rather what it is that you have done, is fine. Your brain can allow you to remember and to forget things at will. Remembering and forgetting are often opposites of the way we find ourselves interacting with things. And you can discover that you can forget things just as easily as you can remember things, and you can remember things just as easily as you can forget them. But our brain system likes to keep things that are important in a space where we can access it easily, or where we have full, definite amounts of information about a thing. But however you find yourself remembering or forgetting, whether you find yourself dropping down deeply in trance without even remembering how we began this trance, or whether you find yourself waking up and you don't even hear the numbers, but some part of you responds, parts of you can remember, and parts of you can forget, and all of you still reaps the benefits of what's going on. Perhaps you can find yourself reaping the benefit, too, of the idea that there are things out there in this world that are being sent to you. As you find yourself in that state of having things sent to you, whether you're anticipating them or not, whether you planned to have them show up or not, think about how interesting it is to allow your unconscious mind to just accept how good it feels to know that you've received something or that you're about to receive something. I get those USPS, if you're not in the US, you don't have them, but the United States Postal Service emails me a little email every single morning with pictures of the mail I'm getting in it. And sometimes it says, you have a package that we do not have an image for. Can you imagine what that's like to have a package that you don't have an image for that's about to show up, delivered by your postal service, whoever that may be? To allow your brain to go, oh, I'm getting something. I'm getting something and it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good. And for your unconscious self to simply be so thrilled and so happy that you're getting a thing. Now, it doesn't really matter what that thing is, does it? It just allows you to feel fantastic that you knew that you needed a thing and you ordered it, or somebody else knew that you might want a thing and they sent it to you, or out of the blue, bam, there's this thing that you'd forgotten all about that just shows up. Your unconscious mind can drop you down deeper and deeper while you find yourself thinking about how fun it is to anticipate what's coming, whether or not you specifically know what it is or not. And you can feel how very good it becomes for your unconscious self to accept the idea that your brain can enjoy receiving these little presents, these little surprises. And as much as you find yourself looking forward to them, you can find yourself enjoying receiving them at the same time, too. Maybe your unconscious mind doesn't always remember that you are going to be receiving something. One of the favorite things for me to do with somebody else who is deeply in trance is to have them become adept at waking trances. That is to say that their unconscious mind drops them deeply into trance, they do a thing, their conscious self is totally and completely unaware, they take a picture of themselves, they email it to themselves, they do whatever they have to, they come up out of trance feeling great, and at some point in time, they receive that email and they go, holy shit, where did that come from? How is that possible? I didn't know I could do that sort of thing. And just because your conscious self is unaware that you can do a thing, perhaps you notice that it gets easier and easier to sink down more right now and to allow your unconscious mind to plot and to plan all the ways in which you might be able to make that sort of thing happen to you. Much like tying your shoe, the sort of thing you don't really have to think about, you don't even have to look at it when you're doing it, Your brain can allow you to find yourself doing other things, that you're just getting them done, you're just doing them, the stuff you know how to do, without having to have any conscious awareness of it. And there are already things that you do like that throughout your day. Stuff that you simply forget that you've done, you don't have to pay any attention to, how many times you've gotten a glass of water today, for example. Your unconscious mind can make it simple and easy for you to just get up and do it and not have to remember it. Now, your unconscious mind can do, in fact, many, many more challenging things than either tying your shoe or getting some water. And allowing your brain the opportunity for you to sink down more and more deeply in trance on your own can be super powerful. Because when your unconscious mind learns to do all of these things, you can find yourself responding better and better to any suggestion that's appropriate for you. So drop down a little bit more and sink down more deeply. Because the way you find yourself responding to all these things allows so many more things to happen. Like right now, perhaps your unconscious mind can simply allow any thought that you had in your mind on that conscious level to simply drain away. Or perhaps to allow you to have one that you just sort of loop over and over and over and it feels familiar, but you're not really sure that you're doing it again and again and again. It just feels like you're doing that thing. Just that. For the whole time, and it somehow feels exactly the way you needed it to, as good as possible as you curl your toes or tap your chest or tap the back of your hand with two fingers, one after the other after the other. Maybe you can find yourself feeling the thud in your chest, and you notice that every time you feel that thud in your chest, that more and more thoughts just get shaken out of your brain. Or maybe every time you curl your toes and you open them again, that opening act is like flinging your thoughts away. And maybe the tap, 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 tap just taps all those thoughts into non-existence. However it is that you find yourself not thinking, not having thoughts, not storing those thoughts, letting go of those thoughts, the more you find yourself allowing your body to feel really fantastic, to allow outside sensations to feel good, to allow inside sensations to be happier, to let your unconscious mind feel liberated and free. I think that anytime we get rid of thoughts, a lot of times people have thoughts that seem weighty and heavy in some way. And then when we can find ourselves letting go of those, in whichever is our preferred method, we do a breath like that, right? We breathe in and we just let it out. And that letting out of that breath, of that thought, of those ideas that were stuck in our head, those feelings that were not amazingly good for us. Every time we find ourselves doing one of those breaths in and just out heavy, it feels better every single time. There's something a little bit magical about it. It's as though we are acknowledging to ourselves that we have let go of thoughts, we have let go of ideas, we have let go of trauma, we have let go of pain, we have let go of whatever it is, and we feel better. We feel free. We feel capable of doing whatever we want now. So find yourself dropping down deeper and deeper. Maybe there's a moment inside your brain right now. It happens and then it goes away and then maybe it happens again. Where you find yourself wondering how you can make this happen all the time. Maybe how you can find yourself having really great thoughts about doing a thing that's important for you, and letting go of the unimportant things, and noticing that you find yourself having new dedication to letting your mind be clear and to accepting that you can be really great at hypnosis, that you can feel more and more fantastic right now. Maybe your brain realizes that there is some part of brainwashing that is super compelling for you, that there is some part of being brainwashed that allows your unconscious mind to realize that the thoughts you had in your head before, maybe they weren't the best thoughts for you. So that your unconscious mind right now can go, well, clearly we need to scrub our brain clean of all of those thoughts that aren't good for us. And every tap and every curl and every tap, 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 tap lets you feel so much better. Drop down more and more deeply right now. It feels so good to drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. It lets your unconscious mind feel fantastic as you drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. And the way you find yourself giving in, the way you find yourself giving in to the idea that your unconscious mind is better at doing all these things than you expected, and that your conscious self can simply reap the benefits of you feeling better, of you having a clean mind. A clean mind is a happy mind. Of you giving in to the concepts that your unconscious mind inserts and implants in there about how simple and easy it is for you to go into trance, about how you can let out one of those breaths really powerfully. I think they call them dragon breaths. And you can feel that you have let go of the stuff that was dragging on you, that was pulling on you, that was slowing you down. Can you sink even deeper right now into trance? How good does it feel for your unconscious mind to accept that you can let that happen? How powerful can it be for your unconscious self to go, huh, we can do this thing. I wasn't sure that we could do a thing. Our conscious self certainly wasn't sure that we could do a thing. But we've just shown that we can do a thing. And because we've shown we can do a thing, we could do it whenever we wanted to. And we could get better and better and better at it. And that might mean that we could find ourselves getting good at adjusting sensation and moving it around our body. You know, when I first got into hypnosis, I went to a party. And it was a birthday party. And I made it so that, and it was also a tickling party, by the way. So I made it so that anytime somebody said happy or birthday to a different birthday girl, that she felt she was being tickled in her most ticklish spots. And that was fun until somebody tried to abuse it. And then it's never fun. And so I took it off. But that sort of thing can be a thing that your brain can be good at too. Whenever somebody says a thing, you feel something that you'd like to feel in a certain spot, where it has an impact, where it feels great, where it's fun and playful, or where it's super sexy. I took somebody else who was very ticklish all over, and I moved every single bit of their ticklishness to one spot. I took it away from all those others, and I moved it just to one, and that was very entertaining too. So your brain is capable of doing all sorts of fascinating things. Minds are amazing. And those are just simple little examples of some of the things that an unconscious brain might want to make happen for you or with you. Maybe you find yourself being stuck, having to do chores or having to do tasks that you're not really interested in making happen, but you know you ought to. And your unconscious mind, as it tests out how good it can be at allowing you to go into a waking trance state and do all sorts of things and experience amnesia about it, except of course when you realize that a thing has been done and then it can all come flooding back to you, your brain can become really powerful and really great at exercising just about any one of these things or almost anything else you want to do. Do you want to find yourself transforming into a different kind of creature, into a different kind of person, into a specific kind of person? Do you want to find yourself with extraordinary gifts and skills that you think only somebody else could have? You could have those too. Not everything will come to you effortlessly and easily, but some of these things can come to you more easily than you expect. Allow yourself to sink down more and more deeply into trance right now while your brain acknowledges that you have abilities and powers that are just waiting to be untapped, uncovered, and used deeply inside you. They never have to run out. You can simply find yourself doing them as powerfully and as easily as possible. Sink down more and more deeply, give in to the sound of my voice, and allow your unconscious mind to delight and appreciate how good it feels to know that your brain is powerful, is amazing, is worthwhile, and it can do all these things that you've heard about, these things that you've never heard about, these things that would be fun or sexy or silly or life-changing. Allow your unconscious mind to hold on to that. For you to find yourself with a life as adjusted and changed as is helpful for you and as you want, and for these suggestions to become more and more powerful with every next number that I say. Find yourself alert and feeling great on the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all the way back.
Thank you for listening.